Employment relationships. License holder. Employee statuses, employment law, Texas laws and regulations, independent contractor and employee details, independent contractor agreements, employee/employer agreements, and evidence of employee/contractor status. Introduction. People are most familiar with the employer-employee relationship, which involves a high degree of control by the employer over the employee, including the type of job done, the methods used to complete the task, and the time and location at which the task is completed, where, when, and how. An employee receives a paycheck that is net of deductions for income taxes and other charges. Following the end of the year, the employee receives a W-2 form to file their tax return. The employee will either receive a refund or owe a balance to the IRS. What are license holders classified as? Most real estate license holders are not brokerage employees. They are independent contractors engaged in a principal-agent relationship. For example, when Agent Bill goes to work for Broker Bob at Acme Realty, Bill becomes an independent contractor. Unlike employees, independent contractors conduct their business with a high degree of freedom. Bill will carry out his duties and obligations to Bob, the principal, in his own way, perhaps using his own office, his own style of operation, and choosing his own work schedule. The principal agrees to pay the agent a commission, but will not control the agent's performance. Any payment Bill receives will be a direct result of his efforts. There is no salary, and the sponsoring broker will not deduct withholding from commission income. Agent Bill will receive a gross check, and rather than receiving a W-2, he will receive a 1099-NEC form that will show the sum of the payments received from Broker Bob during the tax year. There is no employer-employee relationship between a broker and an agent when the agent is an independent contractor. The division of commissions is at the discretion of the broker. Some brokers have one compensation plan for all agents, while others vary. The broker is not obligated to offer all agents the same compensation plan. Federal and state employment guidelines. Employment law. The state of Texas and the federal government have anti-employment discrimination laws that apply to employers of 15 or more employees. Most real estate companies would be exempt since they typically have independent contractors working in their offices. In general, these laws prohibit hiring and firing a person based on a protected class category, including race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, genetic information, and physical or mental disability. Businesses may not discriminate against a person 40 and older. A person may not be forcibly retired or fired before age 70, based on age alone. Sexual harassment on the job is a form of sexual discrimination. The Texas Workforce Commission, Civil Rights Division, and Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, investigate allegations of discrimination and enforce the state and federal laws. Texas is a right-to-work state, meaning an individual can participate in a union or labor organization without loss of employment. Employees and employers are free to terminate employment at will as long as the termination of employment is not due to discriminatory practices. Texas employee laws/regulations. The Texas Workers' Bill of Rights. The Texas Attorney General has published the Texas Workers' Bill of Rights, which states that Texas workers cannot be forced to join a labor union. Membership in a labor union is voluntary, and workers cannot be terminated for refusing to join a union or refusing to pay union dues. For more information on the Texas Right to Work laws or the Texas Workers' Bill of Rights, visit the Texas Attorney General's website. Workers' compensation laws. In Texas, an amendment to the workers' compensation laws allows employers to elect workers' compensation coverage. Real estate brokers are exempt from providing workers' compensation to sponsored agents. Independent contractor or employee. Select the tabs below to learn more about topics related to independent contractor and employee status. The employer-employee relationship. While most brokers prefer the independent contractor arrangement, others prefer an employer-employee relationship with their agents. This working relationship gives a broker more control over their sales agents' activities. They can dictate schedules and office locations and require agents to attend mandatory staff meetings. Agent employees have less independence and flexibility in their day-to-day activities. Brokers set their hours and can require them to answer phones and attend company meetings. However, they receive a regular salary for their efforts, and brokers take care of federal and state withholding. Agents may also receive benefits like health insurance, 401k, and vacation time. Brokers decide how to classify their salespeople, and agents can choose their sponsoring brokers based on the level of independence they crave. Whatever the relationship, brokers must treat their sales agents accordingly. Suppose a broker classifies her agents as independent contractors. In that case, she should have a signed independent contractor agreement. She must refrain from controlling the agent's schedule or work environment. She must compensate them with commissions, not salaries. Evidence of employee/contractor status. Evidence of employee or independent contractor status falls into three categories. 1. Behavioral control. Does the broker have the right to control how the agent performs the tasks, when and where they perform the tasks, and what tools or equipment they must use? 2. Financial control. Does the broker have the right to control the monetary aspects of the agent's job? Does the broker reimburse the agent's expenses? Does the broker pay the agent a regular wage? 3. Relationship of the parties. What type of relationship does the broker have with the agent? Does the broker have a written independent contractor agreement specifically stating the independent contractor relationship,